that you don't have to wonder where you're going when you die. You don't have to hope your sins are forgiven when you stand before the Lord. You can put it all put all your eggs in Jesus' basket. I believe you died, buried, and were rose again for me. Save my soul. 33 years ago, Friday, that happened to me. 2 days ago, it happened for Hannah. Somebody tell me, when did it happen for you? When did you get saved? Manny? Lyndon? That's a long time ago. Bill? Now you wonder why he says that. He's a New York Jets football fan, and they say 484. April 84 is when he got saved. So if you think there's more to it than you think. Yes, Joshua? Sister? Yes. Yes. Listen, yes. Man, I'm glad that's enough. I'm glad I could go back to a time and a place. If you can't find that time or a season in your life when you said yes to Jesus, it can be today. That's the good news. Won't cost you nothing but faith. Amen. Brother Mark, come back.
I wished I could say that I knew the day and the month. But I can take you to the place where I got saved. I remember that day. I might not remember the date, and I might not remember the month, but I remember the place, and I remember when He changed my life and saved my old wretched soul, lost and dying on the road to hell. No hope, no peace, life. It's just dull. If you're not saved this morning, this is all you got. This is all you have. This is all the heaven you'll ever know. This old world is cruel and harsh. And this is all that a sinner will ever have of heaven. But as a child of God, this is all the hell we'll ever have to have face. The violence and the heartaches and the unkindness and brutality that this world has, this is all the hell you and I as a child of God will ever have to face. I'm going to a better place. And it ain't because of what I've done. It's not because I'm a good man or a good person. It's not because I'm a church member. It's not because I was baptized. You can get baptized so many times the tadpoles knows your social security number. And die and go straight to hell. There's nothing in that water can save you. It's just an act of obedience of something that's happened on the inside to declare and proclaim to folks that I have trusted Jesus, His death, His burial, and His resurrection. I want to say some kind things about the hospitality, but I want to do that later individually if I can, because God is here and I don't want to kill it with formalities. I want to just honor God. I feel the Lord's presence here today. The singing is absolutely wonderful. When a church can get together and sing praises unto God, to God be the glory, great things He hath done. And great our rejoicing in Jesus, His Son. You don't want to kill that thing with all the... I want you to know I'm thankful. And I could go into that. But I want Jesus to be honored. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to have any hindrance of what God might want to do. I thank God for His mercy. I thank God for His grace. I thank God that He loves old sinners and died on an old rugged cross that we might have the hope of going to heaven one day. Amen. And I'm thankful for that today. And I rejoice in salvation. I rejoice in His goodness and His grace and His mercy. None of that I deserve. None of that I deserve. If I had what I deserve today, I'd go straight to hell and burn throughout all eternity. But he loved me and died for me and reached down in the old wickedness of sin and saved me and changed me. And he can do that for you today. He can do that for you. And those of you that are saved and know that what I'm talking about, it is something you'll never regret. It's something that you never get away from. It's something that's fresh and new every day. And no matter how dark the clouds might be and how hard life might be and how many troubles and trials and sickness and uncertainty, down deep in the soul of those that are saved and born again, you have the confidence that heaven is your home. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I'm telling you, no matter how tough life gets, the end of the road for a child of God is in the presence of God and in a place called heaven. Don't you want that today? Don't you want that? Man, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I pray that God will touch your heart and let you know that this life ain't all there is. There's two places you can go, heaven or hell. And you have the choice. Isaiah chapter 49 this morning. Isaiah chapter 49. From this chapter, pretty much to the last of the book of Isaiah, to the 66th chapter, we read again and again and again about the restoration of Israel. God is not through with the Jews. Now today they're set aside. They're on the back burner, as it were, while God is calling him out a bride. You and I are a part of that bride of Christ, saved, born again, blood bought. But Israel will be God's center of attention when the rapture takes place. I believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. I believe the Lord is coming back before the tribulation begins, before the millennial reign will be raptured and gone. And God will deal with his nation Israel. That's the context, that's the background, that's the doctrine of this chapter. Notice the Bible says in verse 13, sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people. Now again, in a doctrinal setting, we're thinking of Israel, and Israel is not comforted today. She's surrounded by enemies and those that hate her and would be desirable to annihilate the nation. But there's coming a day when God will comfort those people. And the Bible says, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Notice what God says. Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. I want to take this passage this morning and bring an application, a spiritual application, a devotion, a thought. We know the background deals with Israel being dealt with and restored, And in the millennial reign, we'll have these mountains, as we read, the joy of the earth, the singing, and the goodness of God. His knowledge will be to and fro. The whole world, the whole earth will be filled with His knowledge in that day. But here is an application, I believe, that can be applicable to you and I today, that will challenge us and, I believe, help us. I believe that we are a forgetful people. I don't know the background of this one who came walking across the platform this morning with his Bible raised and shouting the praise of what God's done for him. He said he was an old man running. I can relate with that. But it's a life that's been changed. A life that's been touched. I don't know his background. But if he's like any of us, we're all the same. We're all sinners. Amen. We're all doomed and damned to a devil's hell. Amen. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Man, he loves us. He loves you today. He died for you. He suffered for you. He agonized for you. And that's why we rejoice. That's why we shout. That's why we sing. That's why we're happy. Because we were doomed and damned to a devil's hell. And that unseen hand of God reached down in that wickedness of sin and reached us out and pulled us out of that depravity and pulled us out of that death and that hell and set our feet on a solid rock where we can sing on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oh God, I pray this morning for a feeling of the Holy Ghost of God. I pray, God, that you'd sweep through this place. The songs have been sung. And prayers have been made and being made. Lives are here that need you. I need you. Oh God, help me to preach as a dying man to dying men. Help me to preach, Lord, as if it was the last time. And it may very well be. But oh God, if there's one here today that doesn't know you as their personal Savior, they're not here by accident. They're not here by mere chance. But God, they've stepped in a place where the gospel can be heard. Lives can be touched. This dear young girl that was saved a day or two ago is a reminder of what you've died for. And that there's hope in Jesus. And oh God, I pray for your touch. I pray for your power. I pray you'd sweep through this place, that sinner, that saint, that one that's got one foot in the world and one foot in the church, miserable in both worlds. Help them, Lord, to throw the white flag of surrender up today and give their all to Jesus and make full surrender. Oh, what a life of joy. What a life of contentment. What a life of peace. Even in the face of death, we can smile and say, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness. I pray for your help today. God, we thank you for the joy and the spirit of this good church, the kindness and the goodness, the friendliness. But God, we need you today. We need to see Jesus. We need to see the hope of all men, and that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask it all in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen. He said, He's forgotten me. But the Lord comes back and says, can a mother forget that child that she's gave birth to? Can she forget the one that she travailed with and agonized in pain And when she held that child in her bosom, that joy of having a child was wonderful and blessed. He said, can a woman forget that? And he said, they might forget, but I never will. I want to preach this morning on this thought a little bit about we are a forgetful people. If you're not careful, you'll forget what the Lord's done for you. The Lord told Moses to warn the people about being forgetful. We need to be reminded again and again and again. Every song we sing is a reminder that God loved us. And that Jesus came to die upon an old rugged cross. That he was buried and rose again. That's the reminder. I'm glad this morning that we have those songs of Zion. I'm glad we have those songs that we rejoice in, remind us of what Jesus has done for us, that remind us that we were in the depths of sin and how the good hand of God and the mercy of God and the grace of God reached down out of that miry clay and pulled us out and saved us and born us again and wrote our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And said, you're my child. And put over us his love and his protection. We're under his wings today. And he's gone for a while. But he's coming back. And he's going to break a mansion for us. I've got a mansion. I've got what this world could never give. I possess what this world could never offer. The riches of the richest don't have what I have. The best of the best don't have what I have. The talented of all talented don't have what I have. You say, what is it? I'm saved. I'm saved. He said, Moses, remind him, tell him not to forget. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 9, the Bible says, take heed to thyself. And keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen. And lest thy depart from the heart, from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. In Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 12 of the Bible says, then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. We ought not forget the bondage that sin had us in. We ought not forget the place that we were in without God and without hope. We ought not forget the preacher that preached the word of God and told us about Jesus. We ought not forget the tears of that dear mama that prayed for our soul and that daddy that wept for our soul. We ought not forget the friend that reached out and said, come with me. Let me take you to a place where you can find some help. We ought not forget the one that gave you a smile or a handshake or a pat on the back and let you know that there's something better than that, what this world has to give us. Amen. We ought not forget, but we do. We do. Perhaps even now, there are some that have forgotten. And I'm here to remind you, every song we sung, every smile we saw, every handshake that we felt is a reminder of the good grace of God. And God knew that we would be a forgetful people. God knew that we would be afflicted with troubles and trials. God knew that there's an adversary that would cause us to be dim-eyed and shut our eyes to the goodness of God and the grace of God. We are a forgetful. I'm telling you this morning, our nation's a forgetful nation. kind of nation would exonerate and exalt the sodomites and the wickedness of people? What kind of nation would go so far that would allow the sin that is in this country unashamed and unblushed? What kind of nation? I'll tell you what kind, one that's forgot God. This country was built upon the freedom to worship. It was built upon the word of God, upon men that loved God. But you know what's happened? We forgot. We're forgetful people. We've forgotten what God has done for us. Now I want you to look with me in the Bible about some people. And it's just a simple message. But I believe that God would use it if we'd listen. I believe there's some folks that we can go talk to. I believe there's some folks that we can set up and scooch up to, you know, and say, tell me about what happened to you. I believe they are people that have never forgotten. I'm not saying there's folk here that's forgotten. We all know, but we do need to be reminded. That spouse, that wife, that husband, it's good to hear, I love you. It's good to hear you're special. We like that. And we need to be reminded of how good God is and how special He's been and what a joy He brought to our life. And you wonder over in the book of John, very familiar passages this morning. There's a woman. And the woman at the well. The Bible says, and I'm going to read a little bit this morning. Can I go ahead and preach a while? I know we're going to eat. Man, I've been eating ever since I got here. I've eaten so much that when I go home, they're going to have to put me in the cargo part of the plane on a wheelchair just so I can get home. I've eaten so much. Amen. Fact, if they go down, they're going to use me for a buoy. And when I get down there, they're going to harpoon me because they think I'm a whale. God help us. But I've enjoyed every lick of it, every bit of it. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, and sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour, about 9 to 12 o'clock noon. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then the woman of Samaria saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and all his children, his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband, come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus saith unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands. And he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. I believe this woman here was a woman who would never forget her miserable condition. What a life that was wasted. I'm telling you, this whole world cannot satisfy. Amen. The things of this world cannot satisfy. It cannot give you what you need to get through the trials of life. It cannot give you what you need to go through the sickness and death and heartache and tears and brokenness. It cannot satisfy. She said, give me some of that water. I don't want this. I want to satisfy my thirst. And Jesus said, go get your husband. I have no husband. And the Lord said, that's right. You don't have a husband because you've had five of them. And the one you have now is not your husband. I believe that her condition was a miserable condition. Her life was a wreck. Her life was messed up. But I don't think she ever would forget what happened that day. You read down through the chapter, and later on, she's going into the city. She's left her water pot, and she says, come see a man that told me all I ever did. Come see a man that made a difference. Come see a man that'll satisfy your thirst. Come see a man that make a difference in your life. Come see a man that can help you get out of the gutter. Come see a man that can help you. Come see a man that'll love you. Come see a man that'll listen to you. Come see a man that'll care for you. Come see a man that'll save you. Come see a man. This woman never forgot her miserable condition. I don't believe she ever forgot that. She never forgot her waywardness. You know what some of us have done? We forgot where he got us. We forgot where he found us. Somebody says, I found Jesus. I found the Lord. No, you didn't. Sit down. Shut up. He found you. You weren't looking for him. You had no idea, a desire for him. Bible said that he left the 99 in the sheepfold there. He left the 99 that were safe and secure. He left the 99 that were okay. But he went after that one lost sheep. Oh, glory. He went through the wind and the waves. He climbed the rocks. He walked through the woods. He endured the elements of weather. And he went looking for that lost sheep. He went looking for that one that got away. He went looking for that one that was out of the place. I'm telling you, I'm glad today she never forgot her waywardness. She never forgot where he found her. She never forgot how she is a living. He never forgot. Amen. What a miserable condition she was in. I'd say, hey, ma'am, what happened to you? She'd be the first one stand up and say, I'll tell you. Just like some of y'all. A preacher had to say, that's enough. Isn't that a blessing? There's so many people want to say, I want to tell you what Jesus does. That's enough. We had a whole house full of them. We can go all the way over this place and people say, this is what the Lord found me. I was a dope head. I was sick. I was undone. I was divorced. I was in drugs. I was an adulterer. I was wicked. I was no good for nothing. And he found me. He found me. He found me in my misery. She never forgot his words. If thou knewest, if you just knew who it is if you just knew who I am and what I have. She never forgot that. She never forgot the whale. Oh, you remember that whale of springing water? You remember that whale that flooded your soul? You remember that whale that your sin, oh man, your sins was lifted off your shoulders. The burden of sin, the heaviness of sin, He lifted it off of you. She never forgot that whale. She never forgot the words that He spoke. She never forgot that water. What a drink. I like that drink, don't you? Remember that day you got a drink of that living water? You ought not ever forget that water. The best water you ever had. The best taste you ever had. The best refreshment you ever had. The best help you ever had. Saved. He never forgot His willingness to go where she was. The Bible said He must needs go through Samaria. Now, I don't have time to go into all the background of the Samaritans, but they, as the Bible said, they had no dealings with the Jews. The Jews didn't like them. But Jesus made a specific effort to go find her. You ought not forget that. In the book of Mark chapter 5, I want you to visit another friend of mine. The Bible says he was in pretty bad shape. That woman never forgot her miserable condition. Never forgot where he found her. Never forgot what she was. Never forgot what he did for her. You remember what the Lord done for you? You say, "What?" I'm trying to remind you of what the Lord's done for us. That's why we shout. That's why we get glad. That's why we're happy. That's why we can come to this place and sing with all our might. Because of what He's done for us. We didn't deserve that. Here's another feller. The maniac of Gadara. I don't believe he ever forgot his mental condition. This man was in a bad way. They came over onto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High?" Now these are them devils in him talking to him. He's absolutely controlled by these devils. His mental capacity was all evil, wicked and sinful. He said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Well, he cast them out. Look at verse 15. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil, and the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, they were afraid. You think he forgot about that? You think something like that slipped his mind? He said, "I want to go with you, Lord, everywhere. I want to go with you." Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee." And he had compassion on him, and he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. Amen. Here's a man naked, running into tombs and cutting himself. They tried to chain him, but he would break the chains. But he was held by greater chains than the physical chain. He was bound by the chains of sin and death. And I'm telling you, he was in a mental, his mental capacity was shot. A lot of folks in America like that. They can't even think right because they're so evil. Our country's going to the dogs, amen. It's still the greatest nation on the face of the earth. But slowly but surely, we're mentally losing it. This man, I don't believe, ever forgot his mental condition. He never forgot the possession that he was under. Sin had caused him to become a slave. You're a slave to sin this morning if you're not saved. You're bound by your sin. You're held captive by your sin. You can't do anything. But there's one who can break the chains of sin. There's one who can set you free. There's one that can make you mentally right. There's one that can change your mind. There's one that can lift you up. There's one that can help you that nobody else can. Sin caused him to be ashamed to his family. Sin's done that in many families. Caused us to live in ways and do things and think things and act ways that has brought shame to the family. But he met somebody that can make a difference. Let me move on. I want you to meet another lady here. John chapter 8. I'm just trying to introduce you to people that I don't think are guilty of forgetting what the Lord's done for them. Let me ask you this morning, have you forgot what the Lord's done for you? Some of you young people have been raised in a good home, good mom and good daddy. Thank God for it. Don't take it for granted. Your flesh is just as rotten as my flesh. You put it in the right place at the right time, and it'll betray you. Paul said, what I want to do, I don't do. And what I don't want to do, I do do. It ain't me that does it, but it's sin that dwells in me. I'm a wicked. Oh, God, help me. But we forget what the Lord's done for us. We forget the home that we was raised in. We forget the Bible that we read. We forget the prayers that were prayed. Maybe there's somebody here who's forgot. And just going through the motions. Just singing the songs, but there's nothing in here. Lip service. Just going through a motion because that's what you're expected to do. You know why? Maybe you forgot. It would do us all good to come to this old altar today and drift back to that moment when we came to Jesus and he lifted the burden of sin and wrote our name down the Lamb's Book of Life and called us his own. It would do us good to go back and recall that hour. John chapter 8. Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it were being convicted by their own conscience went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. And Jesus lifted up himself and saw none but the woman. And he said unto her, Woman, where are thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. I don't believe this woman ever forgot her moral condition. Oh, what a situation. Where's the man? Where's the man? Now, I'm not doing no rain dance. That's just that. Here come the rain. Here come the rain. Her moral condition. Where's the man? They caught her in the act. Why didn't he bring him? I wonder if it might have been one of them that was doing the accusing. I don't know. Could be. This woman was, she was wrong in every way. She was wicked in sin, but this woman was miserable. Trying to find peace. There it is.
Stop dancing, brother. We got enough of it.
This woman was in trouble. They moved him to condemn her. They moved him to speak against her. They moved him to stone her. They moved him to do her a wrong and kill her and take her life. But he didn't. He showed mercy. He showed grace. She never would forget the man that found her. She never would forget the man that cared for her. She never would forget the God that forgave her. She never would forget the one that showed him love. We're forgetful. I mean, there's another one I just off the cuff. Perhaps that man on the cross. There's one cross on each side of him. One joined in with the rest, said, If you're who you say you are, come down from the cross and save us and we'll believe you. But the other one said, Lord, remember me. Lord, on that cross, I'm telling you, that old thief on the cross went to heaven that day.
Yes, sir.
He said he didn't go to heaven, he wasn't baptized. Well, I'm telling you, that's what the Bible says, so you hush. His life was messed up. His life was destroyed. He had nobody, had no hope. Dying on a cross beside the Savior, the Redeemer. And the Lord looks with a marred face and broken bones, out of joint rather. And says, Today thou shalt be with. He would never forget that look. Oh, I'm glad he looked my way. I'm glad he saw me. I'm glad he found. I'm glad he looked my way. I'm telling you, this is just flat, simple preaching, but that's exactly what happens when you get saved. Listen, God can help you today. God can save you today. Can I say this and say it in love, but honestly, we're all going to die. Out yonder in the graveyard, there's graves of little babies that didn't make it but a few days. There's graves of teenagers, young men, husbands and wives, old men, grandmas and grandpas. That's where we're headed. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour, but you're headed to the grave. It may be by tragic accident. It may be a heart attack. It may be a disease of some sort. But you're going to die. And I'm telling you right now today, there's one that loves you, that'll walk with you through the valley of the shadow of death. There's one that'll save you. There's one that'll help you. There's one that'll take you over to the other side if you'll trust him. What do I do? You simply acknowledge that you're a sinner. Lord, I'm a sinner. That's what that young lady did the other night. That's why the world stopped. God was touching the heart of a sinner. And when God touches your heart, you say, well, I'll get saved whenever I want. I'll get saved when things really get... I'll get saved. There'll be a time I'll get saved. I'll settle it. You don't have that promise. Bible says today is the day of salvation. The Bible says now. Right now. You don't get saved when you want to. You get saved when your heart is touched. And God says, I love you and convict you. I don't believe a man can get saved till he gets under old-fashioned conviction. That he's a sinner, that he ought to die and go to hell, that he's hopeless and helpless. These people that we've met today would never forget what he's done for them. That woman at the well rushed into town and said, listen, there's a change that's been made. That maniac of Gadara put his clothes on, quit cutting himself. He quit running with the devil. He quit running in the tombs. And he sat down at Jesus' feet and learned and loved and lived a life that's unbelievable. Isn't this unbelievable? Isn't it unbelievable what God's done? Look at us.
Yes, sir.
Look at the change he's made in us. We got our hair cut. We put on clothes. We got a shirt and tie. Why? Because there's a change inside. There's somebody I'm living for. There's somebody that cares for me. I owe him everything I've got. Can a woman forget? Israel said, you've forgotten about us. Can a mama forget that baby that was born, that baby that's sucking? Can she forget the little one in the bosom? He said, no, she can't. And he said, neither will I. I'll never forget you. But they forgot him. And we forget him. We've had a great time this week. I've enjoyed myself. I cannot tell you how much I've enjoyed myself. But you know why it all was possible? Because of him. You know what we have in relation? Not only as brothers and sisters in Christ, but we have fellowship in Jesus. There's somebody, there's one person we all love. There's one person that means the world to us. And I don't want to forget him. Don't let your troubles cause you to forget him. Don't let your family cause you to forget him. Don't let your sickness and trials and body cause you to forget him. Don't let your disappointments in life, life's full of them. But don't let them allow you to forget what he's done. Don't let people that say things that are negative and hurtful, don't let them cause you to forget him. Come back to that place where you're reminded. And you're here this morning, and every song that was sung was a reminder of his grace, of his mercy, of his cross. On that cross, he bled and died. He could have called legions to come that day and destroy the earth and forget about redemption He could have said, I can't do this. But he did it. He wasn't guilty of any crimes. He wasn't guilty of anything that he had ever done. Nobody could find any fault in him. He was a sinless Son of God. He was God himself in the flesh, who humbled himself and became obedient, placed himself in the womb of a virgin, and was born like you and I. Walked upon the earth as you and I, sweated, thirsted, grew tired and sleepy. And yet when the storms came, he stood on the bow of the ship and said, hush, peace, be still. And the waves and the winds, they came and licked his feet and said, yes, sir. Man, I forget sometime. You say, preacher, I forget sometime. It breaks my heart when I forget. But when I'm reminded of what he's done for me, there's a well that springs up, a joy that this whole world is not all there is. I'm going to a better place. Can you say that today? Would you come get saved? Would you come and trust him? If you're saved, would you come and thank him again? Would you come and worship him and say, Lord, I love you and I don't want to forget. My mama's gone. My daddy died a few years back. I remember as a teenager, I wasn't always what I ought to be. In a place that I shouldn't have been, listening to things I ought not listen to, participating in things that I'm ashamed of. 18. Thought I had the world by the tail. In the midst of a room filled with smoke, I heard a... Everything went quiet and still. Somebody went to the door and looked at that little peephole thing. And they said, it's Wesley's dad. All my friends left. I grew angry. It's my life. I can do what I want to. I'm of that age. I don't have to be told what to do. I don't have to be told where to go. I don't have to be told where to sit. I don't have to be told nothing. I can make my own choice. I sat there debating. And all the while, I went to the door and I said, Brother Joe, I said, I'm going to tell the old man off. I'm going to tell him what I think. This is it. We're going to have it here. And I opened that door and that old Choctaw man stood there with tears rolling down his face and all of that meanness and anger and frustration. And I'm going to tell him off disappeared. And I fell into his arms. He said, son, come home with me. Come home, Mama and I are waiting for you. Years went by, a few years, not many. I had two little babies. I just have the two. I wasn't right where I need to be. Fighting against God, forgetting what God has done for me, forgetting where Calvary was, forgetting everything about me. I saved. I was wrong. I was forgetful. One afternoon, said, I'm going to tell him what I think. I don't have to surrender my life. I don't have to be the kind of Christian that everybody else is. I don't have to live like that. I can live like I want to. It wasn't Daddy this time. It was the Holy Ghost of God. I said, I'm going to tell him off. This is my life. I live like I want to. I'm a grown man. I got children. I got a wife. And hey! And I opened up that heart's door. And I saw that old cross again. I saw the blood streaming down. I saw the love of God. I melted. I said, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I forgot you. I'm sorry for what I've done, for where I've been. I'm sorry, God, for what I am. And I gave it to him that day. I'm his, and he is mine. Would you come get saved? Right now in your heart, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He won't kick the door down. He's not going to put a John Wayne kick on it and bust in there. But if you'll just come and open up your heart, he'll come in and sup with you and you with him. He'll save you, is what I'm saying. Maybe you're like I was. You just, you know, you're tired of these rules and regulations and choir practice and this and that and got to be here and got to do that and got to get up, got to get dressed, got to go, got to, you know, I'm getting to where I just get tired of it. I want to do what I want to do. What it is you forgot. And the Lord this morning points you to a cross. And brethren, if that don't soften your heart, if that don't make you want to give it all to him, if that doesn't make you want to re-surrender, that's where revival's at. That's where hope is at. That's where salvation's at. That's where eternal life is at. That's where heaven is found. It's all for the taking. All you got to do is take it. Just take it. Have you forgot? Have you forgot? Don't forget. God, help us to never forget. Lord, we love you. We're a forgetful people. We're a forgetful nation. Sometimes we're a forgetful family. We're a forgetful church. And sometimes as a person, we forget. Precious Holy Ghost of God, would you come right now? Would you bring deep conviction upon that one that needs to be saved and help him to come? Would you help him to come? Give them what that woman got, a good old drink of water. Give them what that maniac found, happiness and joy and completeness, salvation. Give them what that woman found and got, forgiveness and favor and love. Give them what that man on the cross got, paradise, salvation, a life of wickedness, just in a moment was changed. God, help us to remember today. Right now. You do what only you can do. Touch hearts and lives as only you can. God, please sweep through this place in a marvelous and wonderful, wonderful way. And we'll praise you. We'll thank you. We'll give you all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.